The story goes like this. There's a narco trafficking cartel, an offshore narco trafficking cartel becomes aware through their attorneys and private investigators that certain key members are about to be indicted in a secret grand jury indictment, the U.S. federal court indictment in the United States in Los Angeles. And they do the preparation to kill the five key witnesses who would testify against them. And that has took maybe 4 or 5, 6 months, and tonight's the night, and tonight Vincent arrives in Los Angeles, and that's where our movie begins. And there's a lot of preparation that went into it. And because of the circumstances, he winds up being compelled to either kill or take captive a hostage, a cab driver, played by Max, played by Jamie Foxx, and to drive him through the rest of the night, during which four more targets are supposed to fall. And that's the situation. So the whole movie, it's as if you view that three-act play. This whole picture, the whole motion picture, is the third act. Okay, it's all the denouement, the working out of it, and their lives collide in a way so that neither life will ever be the same again after tonight. Yeah, absolutely. I think things happen, and you know when you're in one of those events when all of a sudden things are really critical, and there's certain decisions I will make, it will not be the same again after this evening or after today. And that's very much what Max is aware of. And then as his lives get, I think, more and more personal and the situation they're in, there's all kinds of strange anomalies. I mean, Vincent is on the job and he's using Max as a decoy part of the time, but then they also switch situations, and in the same scene, they become like two guys who've known each other for 15 years. We're sitting at a bar someplace, and they said, "Man, you gonna call the girl?" "Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You should call her. If I were you, I'd call her." They get this intimate rapport and relationship with each other, and then they're right back on the job again. So they are more and more personally involved while Vincent's tasks of the evening, which are to kill five people, keep rolling along. I don't know, maybe. I mean, it certainly is how I want you to look at something. And so what I try to do is determine where I want to direct your attention. Where I know I only have 100% of your attention. I don't have 150%. So if I'm using 10% of it here, I only have 90% to put onto this side of Jada's face in the cab. And I like the idea of of using certain things to block what I don't want you to see and try to direct your attention to what I do want you to see. And I'm usually interested in you seeing the truth behind the words of someone saying something, but there's an attitude, or they're dissembling. They're saying one thing, but they're really meaning another. I want you to see the thing that they're really meaning. So I'll try and. And I don't know if it's just confusing or if it works, but that's the idea. Because it is a, hopefully, it's a rather tense ride, and it's in the human experience of these two guys, and two fabulous actors doing, I think, some of the, I'm prejudiced, doing, I think, what I think is some of their best work. And it's just interesting. I don't know why. I mean, it interested me to make it. I was compelled to make this film. It's unusual. It's very intense and it's very immediate. And the size of the pieces of it are large, so that you. I mean, this is a very difficult question. I'm not going to see this film. Go see it.